Hey everybody, just a quick word before we start this week's episode. Did you know that we have t-shirts and posters available for you, the listener of the Air Raid podcast? You didn't? Well, if you go to your email and email me, Aaron, at air-raid.net, and tell me what size shirt you want, and if you want a poster, that would be great too. We'll send you one so you can wear it on your body or hang it on your wall. Whatever you do with posters and t-shirts. T-shirts are $15 plus shipping and handling, and they're just great. They've got this like cowboy riding a bomb. It's like Slim Pickens, right? It's fantastic. You're really gonna like it. And then you can walk around town with your favorite podcast t-shirt on, and people say, "Hey, what is that?" And you say, "None of your business. Go get your own." And then they'll buy one. That's how these things work. Well, hello and welcome, everyone.
I'm not bumping your fist.
Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 110.
I don't know anything.
In what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series.
No, I'm just kidding.
I am your host, Aaron Roden.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Kelly Clarkson, indeed.
Boom.
And this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your holes. Once a week, we've got a great show planned for you today, folks.
Woo!
The band Reptar will be joining us here shortly.
Boom.
From Athens, Georgia. And, we'll be talking with them. Also, I've got a little predicament at work that I'd like to tell you guys about. I took my daughter to her first concert. This is pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. And I found a new obsession.
Welcome to Earth.
Yes. A new obsession, which is taking up some time. New television obsession, which we'll go into maybe towards the end of the show. It's going to be a little bit of a shorter episode this week because we went out to this concert at the Mural in Seattle Center. If you're not from around here, if you're not from Seattle, KEXP, the local, the indie station. The indie station. Most of you know, probably know. If you listen to this this podcast, you probably know what KEXP is, right? 90.3 here in the Seattle area, and it's a great radio station. We've had John Richards on the show before, and Troy Nelson of the Young Evils. He's also a DJ at KEXP, and great dudes. But great station as well. And they put on these free concerts at this thing they call the Mural Amphitheater there in Seattle Center, right underneath the Space Needle. It's a fantastic, fantastic space on a sunny day to go and watch a free show. Well, anyway, one of my favorite bands right now, I know I've told you guys this in the past, is Reptar, this band out of Athens, Georgia. And they are great. They're so good live. I saw them play at Sasquatch. They were just fantastic. And KEXP flew them out from Georgia to play this Mural show for one night. And I sat down with them near the venue there and just chatted on the sidewalk with three of the guys from Reptar, William, Ryan, and Andrew. And they couldn't have been nicer guys. Totally, totally down to earth, totally down to talk. It was fantastic. So we'll play that for you here in a little bit. Of course, this is late again, right? Second week in a row, this has been late. Or is it actually the third? Probably. Who knows? Is anybody keeping track of how late these things are going up now? I don't know. It's Monday night. I'm off, man. But one of the problems is I found a new obsession. I was talking to a friend of mine, Greg, this weekend about this television show. It's called Ancient Aliens. Ancient Aliens. I'm sure you can guess what it's all about. It's kind of like a conspiracy theory show about how the ancient civilizations did what they did and that they couldn't do it without the influence of alien technology. I'll give you a moment to laugh in your own minds. I think that the moment has passed. Okay. So, but it's, you know, I love this kind of stuff. I love it. I love listening to Coast to Coast with George Nori. If you've never heard that radio show, it's killer. There's all sorts of just, you know, conspiracy theory and just, you know, talking about the great unknown. I just love that stuff. I don't necessarily believe in a lot of it, but I love it. So I went into watching this show like, oh, this is great. You know, I'm going to get a kick out of this. It's going to be hilarious. And it was, to a certain extent. However, I found myself going, you know, they're bringing up a really good point right now. Why doesn't everybody realize that the Great Pyramid of Giza is actually a generator? Like a fusion generator. How come scientists are keeping that spot of truth from us? Oh man, it's so good, you guys. And it's up on Netflix. The first two seasons are up on Netflix. So I'm powering through. Each episode is like an hour and a half long. And I'm powering through the first season right now. And that's what I was doing last night. I was not focusing on the show. I was watching Ancient Aliens and falling asleep in bed. There is one great thing about this show, though, is that there's one guy, there's this doctor. He's listed as a PhD, but I don't know. He's a younger dude, but his hair gets crazier and crazier as the episodes go on. Like, it's a, you know, they're interviewing people and stuff, and his hair just gets nuttier and wackier as the show goes on. So go check that out. It's on Netflix. If you've got Netflix, you can probably find it on the web somewhere. It's a History Channel show. It's fantastic. Ancient Aliens. You will not be disappointed if you like that kind of thing. Anyway, okay, let's move on. We've got a couple great iTunes reviews that I would like to read for you guys. And I failed to pull this up, so let me do that right now. How's that sound? Yeah, this is great, great podcasting, isn't it? Great podcasting. If you are new to the show, please realize that we have a whole back catalog of episodes up there on air-raid.net, and you can go and check out episodes with the likes of Eddie Pepitone. Pete Holmes from You Made It Weird. How about some Dana Gould? Used to be on Seinfeld, wrote for The Simpsons for years. I mean, come on. There's all sorts of great stuff. The bands like Pickwick, The Young Evils, John Roderick from The Long Winters, The Dismemberment Plan. We've even had the Trailer Park Boys on this show. Go to error-raid.net and go check all that out. Bob Saget, did I already say Bob Saget? He's going to be one that I say for a long time. Macklemore, it's all there, error-raid.net. Go and listen to the back catalog. It's good stuff. So we do have some new iTunes reviews here. This first one says, nice from Levi, super fun and funny show. Check it out and be not sad. Well, I'm glad that this show makes people not sad. That's fantastic. I try to bring some happiness into everybody. I'm glad it's kind of working. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you very much, Levi. That was a 5-star review. Next one, another 5-star review from Marco. Says, great informative insight while at work or driving. Keep it up. Thank you very much, Marco. Another 5-star review from Ho Ho Ho, otherwise known as Mimi, listener Mimi, says, heard Aaron on TBTL and glad I checked out the podcast. He's great and has a comfortable style interviewing everyone. Also, enjoy the music. Thanks so much, new fan Mimi. Well, thank you, Mimi, new listener Mimi. We really appreciate it. And we would urge everybody, should I get down, because this is what I did last time, I got down on bended knee. And begged you guys to go to iTunes if you haven't already, even get onto like your mom's iTunes account and rate the show, review the show, because this stuff, people look at this stuff. When you're trying to get new guests on the show, bigger name guests, their people look at the ratings in iTunes. And usually what they do is they look at the number of them, right? To see how many people are actually listening. Because, you know, coming onto an internet radio show or a podcast, you don't know what you're going to get, man. You could be coming over to some crazy person's house And, you know, they have like a broken computer sitting in front of them and they're not even recording anything. Who knows? Who knows? But these iTunes reviews really help. Not only do they get us into the standings, into the, you know, to the, you know, the top 200 standings, which we've been in quite a few times. But they show people that that people like the show and that you guys are listening. So I'm down on one knee right now begging you guys to go, if you haven't already, or even sign up for a new iTunes account, make a new one and rate and review the show, or just rate it, whatever. It takes like 5 seconds, guys. But yeah, thank you guys who did that this last week. We really, really appreciate that. Let's get over 100. We're at 92 right now. Let's get over 100 ratings. That's the goal. That's the goal. So over 100 could be anywhere from like 10,000 ratings to, 102. It's a big range, big spectrum we've got going on here. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? Got a couple things to talk about here. One thing I really want to ask you guys about, and if you have some insight for me, please email me, aaron@air-raid.net. That's aaron@air-raid.net. I really would like to get your feedback on this a little bit. I'm feeling kind of bad. I'm feeling kind of like a dick. Yeah, okay, so let's just start from the beginning. Start from the beginning, right? I haven't been talking to a lot of people at work. If you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know that I haven't really got along with many people at work recently. There's a lot of complaining that goes on in my office, a lot of backstabbing, things like that, a lot of gossip. And I don't really prescribe to that kind of thing. So I kind of just stay out of it. And recently, in the recent months, like maybe, I don't know, God, the last 6 months, I've just, you know, I barely talk to anybody in the office. I barely talk to anybody. And then I go out, you know, I go out into the field. My job takes me outside all day. And I don't really talk to anybody unless I get a call from my wife or from a friend or something. They want to chat while I'm on the road. But the other day I was kind of feeling like I wanted some interaction. I wanted some interaction in the office, so I went to go talk to some people. One of the secretaries just got this new haircut. She's a beautiful woman, beautiful blonde woman, and she had this really long blonde hair that was, you know, it was like a L'Oreal commercial almost. And she's a friend of mine. She's very nice, but she got a butch cut, man. She like straight up took it. Straight 80s. Like, I was trying to think of the actress that she mimicked in her hairstyle. It was one of those 80s, like, super skinny kind of model actresses. You know, it was like this big bouffant, you know, kind of lifted up on top, but still very, very short. Almost like a crew cut, but, you know, taller and poofier, right? You know, you guys know what I'm talking about. And it looked insane because it was going from, you know, she doesn't look bad. It doesn't make her look bad, but it was just such a change from having long hair to such short, weird style of hair, right? And taking it straight back to the 80s. And I didn't expect it. I didn't expect it at all. I didn't say anything that day. But anyway, I show up to work the next day, and she's dyed it purple, bright purple. So then, I figured, you know, people would be talking about this. I was craving some attention at work, you know me. Why would I have a podcast? I'm a narcissist. Right? That makes sense. But I was craving attention, and so I went over and I talked to, I mentioned it to one of the guys, you know, who I figured would be, you know, this would be out of his realm. Like, he wouldn't even understand why anybody would do something like this. And I went up and I talked to him, and I said, "You get a load of that hair?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody's doing that now, you know. Everybody's doing that." I was like taken aback by this. This guy is a full-fledged redneck. He lets his redneck flag fly, even at work. He's constantly talking about guns and how the country is going down the shitter because of Obama and all that stuff. I thought he would be on my side with the purple hair, the purple short hair. but I was the odd man out. And so I turned around and I said something to the next coworker, and she was like, come on, man. What? These are the people that are always talking shit about everybody in the fucking office. And now I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy for saying something about somebody's weird, freakish hair. Whoa. Man, did I feel like a dick. And it's always, oh, man. And it's terrible, too, when you, like, you're, because I'm a pretty liberal person, I would like to think. Apparently, I'm an asshole, but I'm fairly liberal. And it felt really, I felt like a straight up jerk at work last week. It was bad. It was bad, man. And it was like a sad realization that these very conservative redneck people that I work with were way more accepting of change than I was. That is a sad, sad day, right? That is a sad day for a liberal Democrat. When you realize that the rednecks you work with and that you secretly kind of despise their political views and their personal and religious views and stuff like that, when you finally realize that they are more accepting of somebody for their looks than you are. God dang it, right? Oh, man. Oh, man. Have you guys ever done that? I would love to read some stories of preconceived notions. If you guys want to send in some of your stories of preconceived notions that you've had that have just been blown out of the water, I would love to read some of those, and we'll read some on the air in the next episode, hopefully, if you guys can send those in. So send me your emails, aaron@air-raid.net. Oh, boy. And if I don't get any, I'm going to be sad. I'm going to be sad, guys. You're going to make me sad, even more sad than I am now. Anyway, let's get to this, shall we? We're going to be featuring music from Reptar. This is, let's see, all this music today is from their current album, Orifice Origami. And you can find that at reptarmusic.com. Oh, wait. No. Let me, oh, man, seriously? Did you just do this? I did. I accidentally closed the webpage. Boy. Talk about on top of our game. Oh, I had it right anyway, though, right? Hey, yes. Yes, I did. ReptarMusic.com. Go and check them out. Check out their tour dates. I know we've got some listeners over in Georgia. So they should be playing some tunes out there. I would think it's their hometown, you know, home state. So this album is just fantastic. It instantly reminds me of kind of like that 80s sound mixed with the new indie dance music. Pop dance music. It's got a strange vibe, guys, and I love it. This is off the album Body Faucet, which is available and out now. You can get it anywhere. And this song is called Isoprene Bath by Reptar. And when we get back, we'll have more of the Air Raid podcast for your ears with our short chat with William, Ryan, and Andrew of the band Reptar. So stay with us. This is Isoprene Bath. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Mayor McMumbles in this city, because when he does interviews, he's like super, super quiet. And you can
he's
you
making
can
you listen.
Barely hear him.
He enunciated well today.
Yeah.
He didn't speak into the microphone, but he did enunciate.
Yeah.
Why? Well, that's what surprised me today when he got up on the microphone. I was like, wow, he's really kind of...
He's going for it.
He's doing it, man.
Yeah.
He's doing
Living
it.
Living large.
Mayor McGinn. Well, welcome to Seattle, guys. Or back to Seattle, I guess. Yeah. How many times have you guys been here playing shows?
This is our
third show here.
We also played Sasquatch. So
right.
That doesn't necessarily count, but it's in Washington. It's in Washington.
Obviously, the airplane or the airport
is
didn't
ours.
Get the memo that we were doing our interview right here.
Right.
Well, thanks for sitting down with me for a couple minutes here and talking with me. I did catch I caught your set at Sasquatch, and like I told you guys when we were walking over around the corner here, that ever since I saw you guys play at Sasquatch, I've been mildly obsessed with your band. And not because of the name, and we won't go into that because you already told me you'd skin me alive if that
happened. It's true.
But
we've been known to do that.
But I did want to ask you, like, where you guys kind of honed your sound, because it's very, like, the first time I heard you guys play, it was very familiar to me. It had kind of that 80s vibe to it with the new kind of indie, like, dancey twist, you know, and I don't know what it is, but I love it.
Good.
Was this like a conscious decision for you guys to, like, make the sound what it is, or did it just kind of come out like that?
I think parts of it were conscious. I mean, we wanted to have songs that were fun to play and fun to dance to and energetic, but I don't think the specifics were thought out in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We try and keep it pretty natural, like, it's just like, this is like, I mean, it's an art form, you know, it's like a form of expression, so it's like...
Wait, music's an art?
Yeah, it's a fun fact, actually.
That's what Andy thinks. I'm pretty convinced it's just a commodity. But.
right. I kind of equate music to, like, the urinal on the wall in the gallery. Like, that's, you know, anybody can do it, really.
Right.
It's like a Pollock painting.
Oh, God.
This interview is over.
You're done, man.
So how long have you guys been all playing together?
Nice show.
Three years.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Pizza Mahan.
Very nice pizza gentleman. Just walked by.
Came across.
Yeah.
Seattle style. But about 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. And was it kind of like, did everybody mesh really well together at the beginning? Or?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we'd all played with each other in different bands before. Never in this combination before, but there were different permutations.
And you're all from Athens, right?
We're actually all from Atlanta
kind of?
With the exception of Jace. He's the newest member.
He's the guitar player?
Yeah, he's the guitar player.
Okay.
He is actually from...
Closer to
Athens. Okay. Your body's white lines. Please don't. band formed in Nashville.
Gotcha.
And that's kind of like where...
The band is the man.
Yeah, the band is the man.
So was this like a college thing? You guys got together in college? Or?
No, I mean, Graham and I didn't go to the University of Georgia. So okay. we knew William from playing with him in high school, and then we had fun playing.
So you guys have known each other for a long time?
Yeah, I've known Graham since kindergarten. I've known William since,
like
sixth grade.
And Graham's the singer. Let's explain to everybody what part you guys are.
I'm Ryan, I'm a bass player.
Yeah. I'm Andrew, I play drums.
And I'm William, I play the keyboards.
Awesome. So you guys kind of have known each other for a long time. Do you think that kind of like made things mesh better?
Probably.
I mean, yeah, probably. That was kind of a stupid question, actually.
Yeah, I mean, we've been playing music together for a while. We played a lot of house shows together in different forms, so.
Yeah.
I think that's a question that's kind of hard to answer from the inside, you know? It's kind of hard to like think about that, like when you're doing it. You're just like,
Yeah, because it just comes like kind of naturally, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
When we were first starting though, I felt like it just felt very good. Like it just kind of clicked pretty quickly, for me at least. I like felt really great about it. Didn't seem like it was like that much we had to do. It was like
it wasn't that much work.
Yeah, it was just like we all kind of.
I would not say
at first.
Yeah,
I mean,
it definitely got to a point where we started taking it more seriously and putting more effort into it and practicing more.
And then it became a lot of work.
And then we put a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
Because it made it more fun.
Okay, so that's always something that I've always wondered, like, because I used to play in bands in college and stuff, and we never really, you know, did anything. Especially on the level that you guys are at right now, but like when it finally came to that point where you were you know getting flown to Seattle to play a show, or like going to Sasquatch and playing in that amazing place, you know, like was that just, were you guys just on cloud nine at that point or what?
Yeah, I mean I would definitely say that like we are good about like.
Being
able to appreciate like the situation that we're in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely work. Like we.
Oh yeah, work. Yeah, totally. Like, yeah.
But I think we definitely, especially I think Sasquatch is a really good example of that because, I mean, how could you not just sit back and be like, okay, like this is insane.
Right. And how long were you guys at the Gorge for? A
couple days.
Yeah.
Oh really?
We have to hang out the next day.
Oh nice. I got so sick. Like, the dust?
Yeah.
The dust was killing me there, man. Yeah. It was like my nose was all plugged up. I had a terrible... What's that?
You should get a neti pot.
A neti pot?
You don't know those?
What are you talking about? What kind of hippie bullshit is that?
It is some hippie
bullshit. Basically, it's a teacup for your nose, and you pour...
Yep.
Salinated water through your nose and it clears you out.
Yeah. A friend of mine's father who lives in Virginia would do that every morning.
Yep.
When he woke up. But yeah, I would just that's
made
like
him feel awesome.
That's like waterboarding yourself.
Yeah. I'm kind of afraid to try that.
You haven't done it?
No.
Have you, Ryan?
No.
No. Oh, come on.
I haven't. Graham's done it a lot.
Really?
I've never had a problem with that, though. I've never had a problem with being super congested.
So that dust didn't get to you guys? Well, you guys are in, like, the artist area and stuff. Or did you camp?
We camped.
Yeah? Not even in the campground, in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Which is the dustiest.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
We parked on gravel and dust.
Oh, man. And then you slept on gravel and dust.
Yeah.
Yep.
That sounds awesome.
That's great.
Yeah. So I really enjoy seeing bands when you can tell that they're having a fabulous time up on stage, and it really looks like you guys have just an awesome time up there. Do you ever foresee a day where, like you said, like it's a lot of work? Do you ever foresee a day where it's going to become like, okay, well, this is just another show, like we're just going to do it, get out of here?
I know for me personally, it's like. Like, if we, sometimes it'll be, like getting to a show, or, like, there'll be something else going on that'll be, like, really, like so aggravating, and like, totally not what we were in this for at all. And then we'll play a show, and it's just, like...
Gets you back into it.
It's like, this is why we do this.
Like,
it can feel like just on the show, like, up until we actually start playing.
Yeah. And then you're on stage, and it's like,
I don't think it's as binary as that. I don't think it's like it's the most fun thing in the world, and then all of a sudden like, oh, this is just another boring thing. Like it's all in, you know, a spectrum.
It's all part of the experience.
Right. I mean, there's days when we haven't slept at all, when we've driven for, you know, 24 hours to get to a show, and that can be more difficult to play, but it's still awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys have any good tour stories?
No.
Like, have you flipped? flipped your van yet?
Flipped our van. I don't even want to talk about that. That's like jinxing. Yeah. Let's not talk about it.
Okay,
let's not talk about the van.
God.
It's a bus. We have a bus. I don't know.
You guys have a bus?
We have a 14-passenger minibus.
Oh, nice. Does it got a stripper pole in it? Is it like a party bus?
Kind of, actually.
Pole, yeah.
Really?
It's a handrail. You could
use it. It's for geriatric people, but yeah. You could use it as a stripper pole. You could straighten it out and put it in the back.
You could probably strip on it. She got real creative.
Yeah. What do you guys do to pass time on a tour?
Strip.
Read books. Listen to music. Talk to our friends.
Yeah. I was talking to the Lonely Forest one time, and they have like, they just have a van, but they have like a TV set up in it, and then they have a Super Nintendo, a Nintendo, a Genesis, and a Nintendo 64.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
But it's obvious that it's kind of like a priority.
Right.
Yeah.
So it probably takes up a lot of room.
Yeah,
totally.
How many people are in Lonely Forest? Because like,
I want to say 4.
Man.
Maybe 5.
Because somebody's got to be like the odd man out who's not driving, you know? That would suck.
Who has the Nintendo 64 like sitting on his feet
on his
like
lap,
the whole time?
Yeah.
I mean, we did get a small like VHS TV like combo that has like an 8-inch screen that we watched Star Wars and Blade Runner on.
Oh, you know, can we be friends?
Yeah.
Sure.
Awesome. Awesome.
We listened to Radiolab and astronomy podcasts.
Nice.
So.
Radiolab's doing a live show here tomorrow. Or actually, it might be tonight.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yes, yes. I forget where it's at, but it's in this downtown corridor. So if you guys are interested, you might be able to get tickets to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I love that show.
Yeah.
That is an amazing show. However, I can't figure out if it's like, do you guys listen to it on the radio? Or do you listen in podcast form? Because it comes out so infrequently.
Yeah, it does. They like shorts and like...
Right. Yeah. I want like a whole show.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I'm always like, where's the full thing?
Yeah.
And the shorts are always part of the full show, too.
Right. Well, so is the full show like once a week on the radio or
I
what?
Know. I don't think it's...
I really have no idea. I don't think they broadcast Radiolab in Athens on the NPR station.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Oh. Yeah, I don't think... I don't know.
I think it's like every other month or something.
Yeah.
There's like some flexible slot that they have.
Yeah. But yeah, great show. But yeah, you guys should look that up, man. See if there's some tickets. Well, I've taken up enough of your time. It's getting a little cold out here now. But thank you guys so much for chatting with me. I really appreciate it. All right. Have a safe trip back.
Never.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed our short talk with the band Reptar. William, Ryan, and Andrew, just wanted to thank them again if they are listening, but I highly doubt they are. These guys were fantastic. Super, super nice. Super, you know, comfortable to talk with, and you know, that doesn't always happen. So that was a rare treat. A rare treat to get to talk with them. And like I said, too, I have been mildly obsessed with that band ever since I saw them at Sasquatch. If you ever get a chance, go and check these guys out. Fantastic, fantastic live band. The singer makes some very interesting some very interesting faces while he sings. And if you'll notice, like, there's two different voices always going on in these songs. These are all that one singer. He just changes. He's got like two vocal ranges that he switches from, and it's amazing. It's effing amazing. Can I say the F word on my own show? It's fucking amazing watching these guys play. Now, this was the first concert that we had ever taken our daughter to, and she absolutely loved it. She was dancing around, we were throwing the ball around and stuff. But we forgot one major thing, and now we're fearful that Tatum is deaf because we forgot to bring some frickin' earplugs. And that's on me. That's on me. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening to this week's episode. I'm sorry that's a little bit short. It's a little on the short side. But it was good nonetheless, right? Good nonetheless. Hey, we've got a great show planned for you next week. Let's see. We've got Dean Whitmore, drummer and singer of the band Unnatural Helpers from here in Seattle. They've been a band for a long time. Some great punk music that I think you guys are going to enjoy. And we're going to feature one of their new songs that's going to be coming out in September on their all-new record being put out by a great indie label here in Seattle called Hardly Art. And he's a great guy. And I think you guys will enjoy that. So make sure to tune in next Sunday. Yes, I said Sunday. I promise it will be up on Sunday. I promise. All right, guys. Let's go out today with the song Orifice Origami by Reptar off of their latest album, Body Faucet, which you can find at any record store. And you can go online, go on iTunes, check them out there. Or you can go to their website, reptarmusic.com, and buy it straight from them, which I would suggest because that's how they get the most of the money, right? It's a good thing to do for a band that, you know, is doing this for real. So help them out. And remember to help us out. Go to iTunes, get on your mom's iTunes account, and tell us how much you love it. Tell us how much you love the Air Raid podcast. Help us out, will ya? That would make me feel better about myself. As if I need another reason to feel better about myself. Whatever. Let's see. Orifice Origami. Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. And have a great week. Have a great Labor Day weekend as well. Be safe out there. All right. This Reptar off the Body Faucet. I'm going to mess up the close of the show. Again, I already did. Because now it's running on too long. Have a great week, everybody. React in the same